James Kallstrom's waiting to go on the show. He's probably like, Laura, what are you having me on for if you want to talk? Former FBI assistant director, and we're anxious to hear what he has to say. James, great to talk to you. How you doing?
Hi, Laura. How you doing?
I'm great because we now have a media who are convicting Donald Trump on articles of impeachment for a comment that he allegedly made, written about in a memo by Jim Comey, who didn't think it was important enough to tell the Justice Department about, and clearly didn't have any effect on any investigation, according to his deputy McCabe. But they're ready to draw up articles of impeachment and have the Senate convict him.
Well, you know, as always, anything that's positive is totally thrown in the dumpster and disavowed. And the big problem we have is, you know, there's so much fake news. I mean, how much of this is totally fake? How much of this is just made up in whole cloth? And, you know, but it just baffles me that I know Donald a long time, and I think you're right that he really doesn't understand totally or doesn't agree with the protocols that you discuss, you know, letting staff handle certain things.
Yep.
It also appears to me, and I could be wrong here, I don't want to blast people that are giving good advice that's not accepted, but it seems like, Laura, he's just does not have good
staffing
people around him mm-hmm. that are really looking out for his best interests. And on that point, the Comey firing was just, how did that benefit the White House in any way? I mean, the way it was handled. I mean, if that was something that was handled by someone other than the president, without his knowledge, that person should be absolutely fired immediately. I mean, you just don't operate that way, and it's of no benefit. But, the fifth column is marching strong. It's huge. It's probably operating out of a command center in Obama's home, probably the Valerie Jarrett wing. You know, and I can just picture a big grease board, and they got every day of the week, you know, coming up on there, and they're going to orchestrate some sort of an outrageous scandal, you know, either using the Post, you know, Jeff Bezos' Post, or the New York Times, or the crooked broadcast media. But, I mean, they have a plan. That's what they do. They have war rooms, and they hire horrible people to do horrible things.
And I think that we know the left, funded by George Soros and other billionaires, are orchestrating a resistance movement in the summer. This is all geared toward election turnout in 2018, all geared to get people hopped up over the summer. So anywhere Trump goes, anywhere the president goes, he'll be met with protesters. And they want to create a siege mentality in the White House. And Jim, given your experience, the way to respond to this claim of a crisis, in my view, the way to respond to it, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, is for the president and his cabinet to come out and say, we are doing the work of the American people. This is what the swamp does when you want to drain it. They'll try to take you down, like treat you like you're quick, you know, it's quicksand. They're going to pull you right down. We're not doing that. We're going to bring back jobs to this country. We're going to enforce the rule of law. And if they want to go to the voters in a couple of years and say, look at what we did, we had the summer of resistance, they can go right ahead. But we're pursuing these goals for the American people to make this country better, safer, stronger. All they can do is sow chaos and dissent. And we are not going to be part of that. But we will expose it when we see it. That's what I think he should do. And get a team in there that can actually speak and think clearly and who he respects. So when they go in there and say, hey, boss, you're not going to meet with Comey, because in Washington, that would look bad. Even if it's fine and you wouldn't say it, but it just looked bad. So let's not do that. Let's have a low-level staffer, you know, check in with the FBI to see how things are going. But you don't meet with Comey. And someone he respects. I think that has to happen.
Yeah. Laura, here's my answer to that. Could you take a short tenure as the White House Communications Director, and could you move over there, like, right now and have a press conference tomorrow and say exactly what you just said?
Well,
I mean, it's exactly what should be being said. And, you know, baffles me why it's not being said. You know, are they that incompetent as to how to manage something like this? You know, they're fighting a very professional team of subversives here that, you know, that are based on Alinsky principles. And, you know, they're not going to quit. And as I said earlier, they have a plan. They have a plan for every hour of every day. going all the way probably through the summer. And, you know, it just needs to be called what it is. Exactly what you said is what should happen. It'd be so refreshing.
Yeah, it's the opposite of a defensive crouch, which is what you read between the lines in these stories, and you have a lot of White House staffers that need to move on. They're afraid of their own shadow. They're like, oh, he was mean to me. He yelled at me. Oh, grow a pair. Yeah. Okay, grow a pair.
I mean, the people on the National Security Council, you know, I don't know who those people are, but boy, they need to go through a colander with real small holes real quick, you know, and
ouch.
And it's just, and the senior SES people, you know, in the intelligence community, you know, aren't they going to learn that they need to narrow the amount of people that have knowledge to certain things? I'm not saying that that's where it actually came from. For all I know, that entire thing could be made up of whole cloth, you know, by the Washington Post. Who knows?
Yeah, well, but, you know, they didn't see. They write a story about, the New York Times writes a story about a memo they didn't see, but was read to them by one person.
Unnamed person, right?
So again, we'll see. Like, what was in that memo? Again, reading that memo to the Washington Post could itself be a felony. Could it not be, James? If that memo contained anything classified, that's a felony. So we have all these crimes being committed, and the media doesn't care because they're just like, oh, we'll just try to make Trump look bad.
Right, and what is the FBI doing about these leaks?
Yeah, where's the investigation into the leaks?
What is the FBI doing about the horrendous violations of the Fourth Amendment, you know, and the rules governing the intelligence laws that allow our country to protect the country, the unmaskings? What is happening there? I mean, to me, that is going to be one of the largest scandals ever in the United States. You know, and numbers of people, I'm predicting, I have no knowledge, but should end up in Leavenworth. I mean, this is just an absolute total outrage, and I think it's a huge number. You know, I'm probably on that list, I would think, for all the things I've said about the Democrats. But, you know,
hey, I want to play something for you, Jim. This is John McCain late last night. Let's listen.
I think we've seen this movie before. I think it's reaching the point where it's of Watergate size and scale and a couple of other scandals that you and I have seen.
Senator from Arizona, what are your reaction?
Yeah, that's just an outrage. I mean, John needs to he should resign and let someone take that job that's going to be part of the team that's trying to protect the country, part of the team that Trump's trying to do, even as clumsy as some of these things seem. I mean, he's trying to do the right things for our culture, for our citizens, for our middle class, for the working people of the country, you know. And I think they largely stand strong with him. But if the White House could communicate the way you explained, I think you'd see those numbers shoot up, because most people, with a reminder, will know what a farce it is. And to me, the Republican Party, minus, you know, that Freedom Caucus and a few other logical people, are so totally corrupt and bought and paid for by the Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable and, you know, the people that want, you know, illegal aliens and cheap labor and the people that constantly beat down, you know, the black community by giving jobs to other people at lower pay and the middle class.
Yeah, so they're happy to see Trump back on his heels and beaten up.
Yeah, but they're,
and they hope they'll beat him up into submission. Yeah, it's a complete outrage. I mean, John McCain should resign after that. That comment... He's doing Chuck Schumer's work for him. You don't need a DNC when you have John McCain. I appreciate it, Jim. Thank you so much. Jim Kallstrom here on The Laura Ingraham Show, former FBI Assistant Director. We're going to take a break, close out this hour.
The Laura Ingraham Show.